Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, 5-5. So this Mishnah is another one in the same vein as the previous, where we have a Jew who has kosher wine, he has a non-Jew nearby who has potential access to it, and like the previous Mishnahs, this non-Jew is an idolater who seems to be sort of animated by two competing forces within him, which are, on the one hand, he's just like dying to get his fingers on every little drop of wine to do libations potentially. On the other hand, he would never do anything which would make him look like he's doing something untoward, unethical, encroaching on, you know, touching which doesn't belong to him. So the setup for this particular Mishnah is that the Jew is hosting the idolater in his house. So they're both sitting at a table and they're drinking wine together. Now, the way it worked in the time of the Mishnah and how it's set up for this Mishnah is that there was like food on the table, which is kind of, I guess, a bit more fair game to have at the table. And then there was food like on a side table, like a buffet table, if you will, from which the hosts took the food and provided it to the guests, if there are any. So that means that the guest would sort of feel more comfortable taking what's on the table, but would definitely never get up to the side table and touch it there because there's no business over there. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside, Haya ochel imo al hashulchan, if he, the Jew, were eating with this idolater at the same table, v'hiniach lagina al hashulchan, and he left one lagina, again, it's like a wine bottle, if you will, on the table, ulagina al hadulbaki, and a second wine bottle on that side table. Another gear says not dulbaki, but dulpaki, and this word, like dalpak, is found its way into modern Hebrew, is like sort of like a stand, like a station, a stand. So in any case, so v'hinicho v'yatza, the Jew host goes out, say for a short time, leaving the idolater behind at the table. So mashal hashulchan asar, what was left on the table, even if it was kosher wine, the Jew has to assume that the idolater helped himself to it, and he maybe did libations with it, who knows? Because if the Jew would walk back in and find his guest, you know, handling that wine, nothing would be strange. It's on the table. He's expected to handle it. And therefore, the Jew has to assume that he did handle it, treating the wine now as asr bana. However, umashal hadulbaki, the wine that was sitting on that side table, since the guest has no business touching the food on the side table, that'd be totally inappropriate. Therefore, we assume he would never do such a thing. And therefore, umashal dulbaki is mutter. The wine left, even if it's open, on that side table remains permitted. However, that was just assuming the case where the Jew left the Gentile and is expecting to stay in place. Vim amar lo heve mozeg v'shosa. If the Jew on his way out said, you know, go ahead and help yourself to a drink, literally it means mozeg v'shosa, mix yourself the wine and water combination they used to drink, and then drink. So in other words, essentially help yourself. So then, afshel hadulbuki asar. For starters, certainly the bottle of wine that was on the side table also has to be assumed to have been tampered with by the idolater because he'll feel comfortable touching it. And if the Jew would walk back inside, he would say, oh, he said I should help myself to a drink. I thought you meant this also. Okay? But more than that, chavios psuchos asuros, any containers of wine throughout the whole house, wherever this idolater guest could get to, we have to assume that he would actually, like, you know, jump out of a chair and go and, like, do libations and touch that wine if he could get access to it. Why? Because if the Jew walks back and catches him doing that, he'll just say, oh, I thought you meant I could help myself. I thought you meant this wine as well. I was sampling this wine, whatever the story is. Therefore, all the open wines are forbidden. Not only that, but the stumos, the wines that are even sealed closed, now we're kind of going back to the previous couple of Mishnayos, kedei sheyiftach v'yigov v'sigov, the amount of time it would take, the Jew would have to have left the Gentile unattended for the amount of time it would take for the Gentile to totally remove the seal on the wine, to get his fingers inside to do his libation, then reseal it, and then let that seal dry all that time. This, of course, is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel from the previous Mishnayos, but since Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here in this Mishnah, we just say him as like the Stam opinion, not mentioning the previous opinions as well. So that would be the din, because now since this Gentile, who's the guest, really could tamper with anything he could get his hands on and sort of save face and explain why he's doing it, we have to be afraid he did all the above, if it's reasonably possible that he did, in fact, do that.